Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob. And you know, I am I'm happy today and a little frustrated and all of that, but today is Monday. And everybody knows it's Monday, and Monday is what it is. But here's what I have to say also. Here's what I've discovered over the course of time. Mondays are great. They really are. Now, if you are fortunate enough to be able to just relax on the weekends and not do anything and spend time with your family and, you know, have some good food or go out to drinks or whatever it is that you do. If you're fortunate enough to have the weekend to do that, good for you. But even if you're not, your existence today, there's no such thing in the world as the Mondays. Have a case of the Monday. You don't. You have a case of a bad life. You have a case of a bad outlook, I should say. Not a bad life. You probably don't have a bad life. You probably just have a bad outlook. And that bad outlook is influenced by the people around you and the information you take in. Monday doesn't suck. It is literally 1/7 of your life. So your Monday doesn't suck unless you make it suck. The happiness or the sadness or the joy and the misery that you feel, generally speaking. Now, there can be things that make you exceedingly happy and exceedingly miserable. Yes, it's true. But making you that way and you staying that way are two different situations, right? So, happiness, for instance, friends, is an inside job. If you can't be happy alone, sitting by yourself, if you can't find a way to bring happiness into your life, into your mind, into your heart, you won't be able to do it. Nobody will be able to do it for you. Right? You can be blissful. You can be joyful. You can be happy on your own if you choose. No matter what surrounds you, no matter what impacts you, no matter what happens, you can choose it. You can choose it. Here's how we know. If you think of the most mournful thing, the saddest thing in your life, if you think of the saddest thing in your life, sorry about that, you think of the saddest thing in your life and you ruminate on it for a little while, it's the passing of someone or the loss of something or whatever it is that makes you sad, if you do that and it brings a tear to your eye, here's what you've proven. You've proven that your mind can make your body do a thing that you cannot do on command. If you say to yourself, cry, you can't. I want tears right now. You can't make them happen. But if you think of that thing, that thing that makes you sad, that sorrowful moment, that miserable thing in your life, whatever it is, and you think about it, you can make yourself cry. You can make water come out of your fucking face. So you have the power, therefore, to bring a smile to it as well, to bring some happiness, to bring some joy to your heart and to your mind. You have the capability. You have the built-in tools to make yourself joyful, blissful, happy, ecstatic even. Now, you won't reach that enlightenment level in one attempt or 100 attempts or 1,000 attempts. It may take longer than that. It may take decades to do properly. But here's one thing I can tell you for sure. If you make yourself act in that way, if you make yourself awake and aware of the possibility of your own bliss existing inside you, and all you have to do is lift the cover off of it, show it to your brain, and say, you know, I am happy today because I am choosing to be happy. Now, you can't lie to yourself either. If you're feeling poorly, if you're taken ill, whatever, you can be honest with yourself. But if you are approaching a situation where you have a divergence in the road, and those divergence is, I can be happy about this, or I can be sad about this, and you choose to be sad about this, which is what you're doing, versus being, and be sad about it if you must, if the sadness comes and overwhelms you, sit with it, but treat it like a guest. Welcome it, deal with it, feed it a little, and then send it on its way. Emotions are guests in your brain. Let them come, let them stay, let them go. And when you do that, you set yourself up for the possibility that you will be able to do those necessary things and for necessary reasons at will. You will be able to walk away from misery and pain and sadness and anger and upset, and walk away from that, you'll be able to walk into joy and bliss and happiness and all of the things that you want to feel. And don't get me wrong, if somebody does you wrong and you have to feel angry for a little while, feel angry. It's okay. But you don't have to stay there. See, it's not, as they say, or as the saying goes, it's not how hard you get hit, it's how hard you get hit and how quickly you can get back up. That's the point. You're going to be hit. Life is going to knock you down. But what do you do afterwards? What happens then? Then what? That's the question everybody needs to ask themselves. Then what? Yes, I'm sad, and it bums me out, and bop, 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 bop. But then what? What then? What happens after that? Do I stay in this roiling, bubbling cauldron of misery? Or do I pop out and walk away? Well, if you want to be miserable and die that way, you can stick around in there. But that's not going to fix you. That's not going to change anything. And all it's going to do is keep you miserable. Or can I say, I looked at it in all of the corners of this particular incident, all the edges, all the things, all every part of this, and I share blame, and I should have been more XYZ, or I should have been less XYZ, but now I know for the next time. And there may not be a next time, but if there is, I will know. And that's it. That's as challenging as any of it needs to get. Then what? That's the question you ask yourself. Then what? I'm mad. Okay, then what? I'm upset. Okay, then what? Are you going to be sad forever? Are you going to be upset forever? Or are you going to say, I'm going to choose to not be upset about this anymore, and then I'm going to go on to do whatever it is I want to do, whenever it is I want to do it, however it is it needs to be, however it is I think needs to be done. And if you can do that, not only will your Mondays not suck, because they already don't, but your Mondays will be better, because you will have in your toolbox, in your mad collection of capabilities, you will find yourself better off in the long run than you can even imagine. So, and this isn't, and the other thing is, here's the other thing, this isn't motivation for you, or me, frankly, because I need to hear it as much as I need to say it. It's not motivation, because motivation is largely bullshit, but motivation can be the fuel that sends you forward into discipline. Because discipline is the key. It is the gateway to freedom. and it is the protector of freedom. Discipline will make you whole and will fix your problems and will make you happy and joyful and blissful and gleeful, because you are going to focus on your own well-being with that discipline. You're going to increase your own strength, your own willpower, using that particular thing. So please do it. Don't give it a second thought. Just do it. Whew. I was bubbling over for a while, and I am out plying my trade and doing all the things I need to do, and, well, that's that, I guess. Anyway, I'm going to hope to get into a few more this week, and hopefully you're around and available and want to listen. And if you've got anything that you'd like to talk about or any of the stuff that you'd like to say or do, please don't hesitate to reach out. I think I'm still on Three Good Things Pod, I think, at Gmail, and I think that's still a valid email address, and so I just sign into the stuff. So check me out on the socials. I'm out there somewhere. I'm on Facebook. I'm working on the rest of them. So anyway, that's that. Friends, thank you very much for your time and your energy listening. I greatly appreciate it. I will see you next time. Please be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.